We'd like to say it's good to be back over Williams here at Mountain View. It's been quite a while since we've been here. And we hope everybody's well. I know there's sickness all over the land. You get a lot of bad news this day and time. It seems like it's more bad a lot of times than what's good to the natural ear. Sometimes everything we hear that sounds bad ain't always so bad, though. A lot of people may not understand that, but it's the truth. I know these things, it breaks our hearts, but in saying that, there's a lot that goes on that's not seen by the natural eye. And I know in this day and time we live in, there's plenty of bad news. It's turn the TV on, you get bad news. Turn the radio on, you get bad news. Seems like sometimes you go home, you get bad news. But I'm glad that there was a time in my life that I got some good news. And that good news is it's what I hold to. I'm going to read you some very familiar scripture tonight. In a roundabout way, that's closest to her heart's already been talked about some. I appreciate Susan saying what she said here tonight about a lot of times the choirs preach the message. Well, I'll tell you, I've seen the church preach some pretty good messages before. I really have. And I'd like to get back to where we've seen more of that, Randy. I really would. And I've been in meetings when if a preacher had got up and tried to preach, I believe he'd have just gotten away. But when the church gets where it needs to get and things is going just the way the Lord wants them to go, sometimes it's just best to get on and ride with it and enjoy that. But I'm going to read you just about two verses of scripture out of the fourth chapter of the book of John. It's very familiar. I'm going to read you about the woman that carried her water pot and went to the well. I know it's been read and preached on probably more times than a lot of scriptures, but we had to go over and hold service at Ridgeway this morning, and when we was over there, this is what come to us, and it's all I've got this evening. I ain't got nothing else. But y'all know the scripture. The woman went down to the well, and she carried her water pot. And when she got down there, she run into a feller that was sitting there that just looked like a common man to her, I guess, yeah. But we're going to read you the 11th and the 12th verse. Just listen to what the Word says. Y'all know the whole story, but this is what the Lord give us this morning. It says, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, they has nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself? And is his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." And that's all we feel like we need to read. And I guess if I had anything on my heart, the part of it that stayed with me more than anything when I thought about that this morning, it would just simply been, "The well is deep." And I got to thinking about that just a little bit. Y'all pray for me. I'm just going to be honest. I'm about as nervous as I've ever been, but I want you to know this evening. She told him, she said, "The well is deep and you have nothing to draw with." And if the Lord be my helper here for just a little bit, I just want to tell you a real short story and I'll get out of your way this evening. But he got over there at the well and the woman was there. Y'all know the scripture, but he got down there. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you my thought this evening. It's all in our hands this evening, if you'll have it or not tonight. He said to what she told him, she said, "The well is deep and you have nothing to draw with," but the woman didn't know what was fixing to take place right there. She began to talk to him, and he began to tell her about the well of living water that would springeth up. I want you to know something this evening. There was a time in my life that I became part of the well, thank God. It didn't matter how deep the well was no more. Preacher, how in the world can you say that? Brother, I've got a well that springeth up on the living, the eternal life this evening.
Tonight that woman got what she needed at the well. My friend, how long is your lifeline tonight? She went back out into the town telling people, my friend, come see a man that told me all things. And my friend, I want you to know, she sat up here tonight that the choir had preached messages. I want you to know something tonight. If you've ever dug a ding-dong well, do you know how long the rope is in it? My friend, before it fills up, you drop the bucket to the bottom. And I want you to understand this. My friend, when she went back out, she became a lifeline to the well this evening. You think that how important do you think you are in the meeting house tonight? I'm just going to tell you, Cody, this evening you're as important as the man that steps behind the bookboard. You're as important tonight as the deacon that seemingly always gets a hold of something. You're as important as the little old woman that sits around and prays. My friend, if you're a part of the well, you're a lifeline to it. Don't matter how deep it is tonight. In this day that we live in, we like to depend upon the preachers, the deacons. We like to depend on this one. We like to depend on, I know I'm guilty this evening. I'd a whole lot rather Randy got up tonight than me have to. But I want you to know what the Lord said. He told her, he said, you've answered all true. And I love this part of the scripture. She wasted no time, Robert. She took to running. You know what she had? She had a lifeline back to Christ. What was it? It was the Spirit of God, thank God. And it can reach the lowest parts of all things. Yes, preacher, what are you talking about? I told them over at the church this morning, I could tell them stories on me, my friend, that would probably make a lot of you cringe over my lifetime. But I want you to know something. It didn't matter how far gone that people thought I was, thank God. There was a lifeline there that was on searching for me, Randy. Yeah. Didn't matter how deep the well was. Bless. You know where the best water is in a well? It's on the bottom. You know where the best water is in the spring? It's at the head of it. In this day and time we live in, we like for other people to do the labor, don't we? We like to pack it off on somebody else. I know I've got boys that work for me, and I pay them well to work. And sometimes if I don't want to do it, I'll say, if you don't care, you go ahead. But I'll say this. I've never asked one to do something I wouldn't do. She said, sir, the well is deep and you have nothing to draw with. She didn't know what was fixing to happen. She was fixing to become the drawing rope. Thank God. People in this day and time, I'm just going to be honest with you. Revival don't come through the preaching. Preaching just gets the sinner into a place to where they hear the word. The lifeline is the church, thank God. And the revival comes through the church. You can have the best preaching in the world, thank God. It can be good messages all week long. But if it ain't coming through the church, the lifeline, my friend, I want you to understand something. Everybody's got the same importance in the house of God tonight. The same importance. I've heard one told me one time, boy, I wouldn't want to preach. He said, the devil must stay after you all the time. I said, yeah, he does. He said, he never bothers me. I said, never bothered me either when he had me. Never heard a word out of him. He never told me I wasn't saved until I got saved, Brother Randy. And the first thing I heard when I got saved is, well, you didn't get it. First time I'd ever heard that. Up until that point, I said, just put it off. But I want you to know what happened to me that Sunday morning of January the 7th, 2001. I became part of the well, a lifeline leaking back to God Himself through Christ Almighty. My friend, we have an importance in the workings of God. We're all bound by duty of service through a promise that we everyone made. Preacher, I ain't make no promise. I'll beg to differ. I'll tell you what you said. Lord, if you'll save me, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
How many of us has fell short on that promise? I have. I don't care to tell you, I have. I'm not proud of it. Pretty ashamed of it a lot of times. But I want you to know something. It didn't matter how late, if I can get my heart right and get to the place where the Lord can use me, that well can be a million feet deep, naturally speaking. But I want you to know what the Bible says. And I'll just tell you how deep the well is. It says the fields are white unto harvest, and the laborers are few this evening. My friend, but I want you to know something. Over in the valley of dry bones, the Lord asked him, he said, can these bones live again? He said, prophesy unto. I love what the scripture says. When they stood, as an exceedingly great army. I just going to be honest with you. That's what God's children is today, thank God. You can't lose a battle that you've already won. Don't matter what lies the devil tells you. He'll tell you you can't. Upon the authority of God's word, I'll tell you you can. Not that I'm any importance whatsoever. But I will say this much. I've been in a place or two to where I felt like I could have fought all that the Lord, all that the devil wanted to send toward me. And I've been in a place or two to where I felt like I was beat up one side and down the other. But you know what still happened to me? I made it through just fine. And you might say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? I'm still a lifeline that links me back to God. And I still got, whether you'll have it or not, I still got a fishing pole, thank God. I can still throw it out there and I can still drag it in. My friend, I'll catch them every time, but I will say this, if I'll keep going, I'll get them out, thank God. Cody, I fished all day long, not caught the first fish. Get back to the dock, throw one more time, there it is. What's that got to do with anything, preacher? I didn't give up. I didn't sit down. That woman said, sir, the well is deep. And I'm sure she's sitting there looking at him, no rope in his hand, no bucket. But he began to talk to her. Began to ask her a few questions, didn't he? And got down to that very last one. He said, you have truthfully answered. And the one you have now is not your husband. I don't know if y'all believe this way or not, but I believe that woman got something right there at that well. I do, because I'm just going to be honest with you. When I got something, the first thing I wanted to do was tell it, thank God. And I want you to know what that does this evening. You think my testimony or your testimony is not important? I'm going to tell you what that is. That's a fishing pole, thank God. And if you'll throw it out there, I'll guarantee you it's baited with the right bait every time. If it's seasoned with the Spirit of God, it's got the bait it needs, and it becomes a lifeline, a link directly back to Christ, to the Father. She didn't know she was going to be the drawer, did she? That's what she become. Bible said she went back into town telling everybody, come see a man told me all things. Many believed at her saying it. And the ones that didn't went back to the well and seen for themselves. You telling me we ain't important? You telling me you ain't got a job to do? All I've got, Leroy, I don't care to tell anybody. I've got a little house over yonder that I built back in 1998. It could burn tomorrow. It can be gone. It could lose all my possessions. Every bit of that can be replaced, thank God. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I got some pictures I wouldn't want to lose. But that house don't mean a whole lot to me other than it's a home and a place to lay my head. But it's not where I'm going to spend eternity. One day, on January the 7th, 2001, I met a man. Where'd you meet him at? You say what you want to. I met him at the well. I bowed at an altar, but I took a journey. There's a time and space. I don't know. I can't tell you nothing about it. But I can tell you the last thing I asked him right before I stood up, I said, Lord, is this it? He said, stand up and try it, thank God. Stand up and try it.
You know what? That day I stood, I know this is my testimony, but I stood up that morning and I honestly did not think Pleasant Gap Baptist Church was going to hold me. I felt so light. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've walked that way a long time. If you want to know what lost feels like, I'm a good man to ask. And if you want to know what saved feels like, I'm an even better man to ask about that this evening. Why? Because I've got more to tell about that than I do the lost side of it. What are you, preacher? I'm a drawing rope. And the Lord's got the handle. That's all we are. Just a drawing rope. Don't matter if deacons, preachers, lay members, young saved children. What you have will make a difference in somebody else's life. You may not see it. It's been several years ago, and I'm going to hush. It's been several years ago I was helping or preaching in the church somewhere. I had this lady come up to me. Literally all she said, she says, "You preached the message that condemned me." I said, "No, ma'am, I didn't." She said, "Yeah, you did." She said, "You was behind the pulpit." I said, "I can promise you I didn't preach that message." She says, "Well, you was there." I said, "If I'd have preached the message," I said, "it wouldn't have done a thing for you." Yeah. I said, "But the Lord sent what you needed." Yeah. I didn't know she got condemned and under what they say, whoever stands. I didn't know that. Didn't matter. The only thing that matters is she got a hold of the rope. That's all that mattered. I can promise you I didn't enter this for the glory of me. If it was my glory, I could have played baseball or probably drove a race car. I cut trees for a living. I don't win a whole lot of friends that way. Most people I talk to about that is for getting on to me for killing their trees. But I will say this. It don't matter what we do for a living. If you're working for the Lord and you're a lifeline for Him, your works will be rewarded. They will be. People don't, this day and time, things has changed. The world-wise, things has changed. It's not like it was, not even, I'm not an old man. I'm older than I used to be. But in my 50 years, I've seen a lot of difference. And their 50 years, they're going to see way more than I did. Make sure they got something to hold on to. Well, what's that matter, preacher? I'll promise you the devil is working harder than you and I, and it's showing up on us. We need to be working twice as hard. The church is the lifeline for the lost and dying world. It's all she's got left. There is nothing else. So how important is our work? It may not seem like a whole lot, but I promise you that today it is. That's all I got. I know it wasn't much, but that's all I got. I appreciate your attention and your prayers for a little bit. And you just remember that woman at the well over there. The first thing she had to do was get thirsty. She got to desiring something. That's what I had to do too, Randy. When I was lost and out in the world, I had to get to desiring something. How did I do that? Thank God I had a good brother-in-law. That set a good example in my life. I had a good grandmother. That set a good example in my life. I can promise you, I can take you back to every person that ever set a good example in my life. I didn't realize at the time that they had a drawing rope in their hand. And all they was doing was throwing it out there for me to grab a hold of. It made a difference in my life. I appreciate being here. Yes.